Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, good morning, good morning. Just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Just praise the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, good morning, good morning. But before we say another word, we give honor. We give honor to the Most High God. Hallelujah. Our Father, we give, oh God, hallelujah. We give honor. Woo! Glory. Hallelujah. Call on me and I'll answer you. Woo! We give honor to God. Hallelujah. For he show us great and mighty things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give honor to our Father who is the very breath that we breathe. Hallelujah. We give honor to God. Oh, yes, we do. We give honor to God who is our life. Hallelujah. In him we move and have our being. Hallelujah. The very breath that we breathe. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his most holy name. We give honor to God who is our life. Hallelujah. He's the head of our life. Hallelujah. We give honor to God who is our healer, our deliverer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give honor to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give honor to God this morning. Hallelujah. We bless his wonderful name. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give honor to God. We love the Lord. Hallelujah. But he first loved us. Hallelujah. We give honor to God this morning. We thank him this morning for his peace, his joy, his comfort, his reassurance. Hey, God, his reassurance. We give honor to God. Hey, oh God, we thank him. We give him glory and we bless his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give honor to God. Hallelujah. In him we move and have our being. Hallelujah. There's none like him in heaven nor in earth. Hey, God, he is the creator of the heavens and the earth. Oh, and everything that's in it. Hallelujah. Oh, great is our God and greatly to be praised. We give honor to God this morning. Oh, glory, who is our everything. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, our protector, our shield of defense. Yes, he is our hiding place. We give honor. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. We give honor to God. We give honor to God this morning. The very breath we breathe. Hallelujah. We're so delighted that he allowed us to come together this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And hear what thus says the Spirit of the living God. Hallelujah. Thank him for using us. Hallelujah. Thank him for giving us revelation, knowledge, and understanding, and illuminating the word of revelation, knowledge. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. By the power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, glory in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Reminder of who he is and who we are to him. Hallelujah. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. We give honor to God. Woo! Glory, 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 glory. Oh, we give honor to God and we're so ever grateful for his kindness, his mercy, his love, his faithfulness towards us. We give honor to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God is good. God is so, so good. Hallelujah. There's none that can compare
none that can compare. Hallelujah. Isn't it amazing that the Almighty God, when we realize He called us to be here at this time, for such a time as this, He equipped us with everything we need to fulfill His purpose and His plan that He has purposed to work through us.
Woo! Glory! Hallelujah! 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 We're reaching for stuff and things and fame, but we were created. Woo! Glory! Those of us who identify with His name were created for His glory. Were formed and made for glory. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Don't get it twisted. Don't use those gifts. Woo! So you can stand out. Humble yourself before the Almighty God. Yield yourself before the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Great, great and awesome is our God. He is the sovereign, the absolute power. He is the creator of power. Woo! Glory, everything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We thank you. And we bless your name. Hallelujah. 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 You make the crooked way straight. You bring water into the dry places. Yes, you do. Ooh, and your word forever stands true and holy. Ah, oh Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give honor to God. Hallelujah. We thank Him. We thank Him. We thank Him. Hallelujah. And we put our trust. We cast our cares upon Him. For He daily bear our burden. Hallelujah. 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 Get right with God. Hallelujah. And do it now. Hallelujah. 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 Glory be to God. What a privilege and an honor and a blessing. Hallelujah. To be in the presence of the Most High God. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. 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 Ah, hallelujah. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord God delivers out of them all. Hallelujah. Rest in the Lord. Just rest. Be still. Be still in the Lord. Hallelujah. Just rest in Him. Hallelujah. 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 Cry out to the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Bless the Lord, O my soul. I just heard a testimony this morning before I came on, and it was such a beautiful testimony of the goodness and the faithfulness of God towards His people. He loves us. God loves you. He loves you. And I'll just keep it like that. Cry out to Him. Cry out. Make it personal. Cry out to the Lord God. He said, all souls are mine. He created all souls of mine. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. All souls, all souls, all souls, all souls. Yeah, them too. Them too. What? Yes, 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 yes. All souls belong to whether they believe it or not. Hallelujah. The very breath has been timed by God. Woo, glory. Oh, my circle. Woo, glory. 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 Hallelujah. Breath has been timed by God. Hallelujah. Woo, from the beginning to the end. Seasons and times. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Been ordained by God. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. And everyone, believers or not, will give a stand and give an account. Hallelujah. And he loves us all. Hallelujah. May he doesn't love the deeds, but he loves you. His desire is that none would perish. Hallelujah, because he loves you. Hallelujah, because hallelujah. Woo, glory. Just feel the love of God this morning. Yeah, Lord. Feel the love of God for you this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He know every thought, every word, every deed. And know the intent of your deeds and your heart and your words. Yes, he does. He loves you in spite of you. Hallelujah. He can wash you and make you white as snow. Hallelujah. Cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's so good. So kind. Hallelujah. In the midst of the chaos, he's there. Oh, Lord God, we're holding on to you, for we have none other to hold on to. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We have none other in heaven and earth but thee, oh God. Hallelujah. You give us food. Hallelujah. You bless us all to produce. Hallelujah. 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 The animals. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah for mankind. Hallelujah. 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 To provide food. Hallelujah. And warmth. Almighty God, hallelujah, hallelujah, the plants, hallelujah, 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 for food and for warmth, hallelujah, 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 we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, we thank you, Lord, for being our God, hallelujah, we thank you, Lord, for being our God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. For there is none like you. Well, good morning. Good morning. We are Remnant Ministries, daughters and sons of God, called to pray. And it's tea time. Hallelujah, with Yeshua and me. And you're welcome to the Traveling Cafe. Have a seat at the golden table. Here at the Golden Table, we are reminded of God's extended grace to us through his Son, our Lord and Savior, Yeshua. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For he suffered and died. Hallelujah. To bring us back into right relationship with our Father. Thank God for his mercy and his grace. Glory, 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 hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. God is so good.
And we thank him for his love and his mercy. Yes, we do. But we're going to do like we start with all our broadcasts. We're going to read Genesis, the first chapter, starting at the first verse. We establish this first mention. Hallelujah. And it encourages us as to who we are and whose we are. Hallelujah. In the Lord. Hallelujah. Can you say in the Lord? Hallelujah. 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 Or you see, we say it's tea time, but there are those who love coffee. So get your coffee. Have a cup of coffee with us or a cup of tea. And some who don't, either one, a glass of milk, chocolate. It's just taking time and taking a moment out. And eventually, it's going to be set up a little different. But until things change a little bit and we have a little more freedom, we think it's going to flow like this. Okay? But just remember that there is a golden table that you're invited to have a seat. Hallelujah. 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 We originally was going to do it so different, and we had thought that we finally had it. And I don't want to give all of it away. I'm going like, time I got, and it took years. My Lord. And then when I got it, there were so many things that's changing. I even wrote a short book or a short story about it. And I pray that the Lord will allow me, it's just very, very short, pray that the Lord would allow me to publish it. I'm on another book, and I've been doing books. I hadn't gotten too far with them. But I think that one, I just realized that was a good one, and had really finished it. Well, that's the second one I have. I wrote one about 30-some years ago and still sitting. Well, nevertheless, at the due time and season, it will be manifest. Well, no, there's another one. Well, do. They're in the rough draft. Hallelujah. But it's all that I'm going to say in each one of them. So there's an end to those three. I just thought about that. God is good. Our scripture. We call it our stand on scripture. Hallelujah. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Bless the Lord. Hey, bless the Lord. And God called the light day, and darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning. Oh, glory. Bless the Lord for the first day, the evening and the morning was the first day. Hallelujah. Same chapter, 26th verse. Hallelujah. The sixth day. Second part of the sixth day. Glory. Hallelujah. And God said, let there be light. I'm sorry. And God said, let us make man. I wonder why he wanted me to say that. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And the evening and the morning were the first day. Okay. And God said,
26th verse. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God, so God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Now, I'm not a biblical scholar, but it just came to me so bright. And God created mankind in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Why? Well, we know why. Because sin came into the world. Superiority. One over another. When you were made in the image and the likeness of God. And man was blessed. Each human being on the face of this earth belong to God. And we only honor what we characterize, what we should honor, and what they have to have in order for us to honor them. Oh my God, help us. How we turn our nose up at people because they don't have things. You are nobody. But mankind has been blessed by God. We apparently don't know God. We apparently don't respect God. We apparently think we better than the knowledge of God and the power and authority of God. That we know better who should be honored and who should not. And when someone say they are blessed and they don't have what you think they have, or they're sick, then how can you be blessed? Oh my God. We really need to put ourselves in check. How dare we? How dare we? And we all have been guilty. Oh my God. God made that person that you just hate. God made that person you just turned your nose up at. There may be in that position now, but you don't know where they'll be in years to come. It's none of your concern, and nor is it your business. It's God.
But it is for us to remember that mankind made in the image and the likeness of God. We're not to have perspective of person anywhere found in us. Everyone is on this earth because God ordained it. And yes, there are some that are not nice. I'm not saying that you're supposed to wild and we can pray for them. But we really need to take stock. We really need to take stock and humble ourselves. Because God can reveal something about us to that person that we turn down, those that we think is a nobody, and pray for us. God is God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is God. Hallelujah. God is God. Remember that. Oh my. God is God, the creator of the heavens and the earth. Stay in your lane. Hallelujah. And I don't like to use Trinity words, but just stay in your lane. Do what God told us to do. And I think we'll fare much, much better. Keep your nose turning and your eye winking. So I pray, bless you and help you. Jealousy shouldn't be a part of us. Can you imagine what it would be if we make up our minds that we're going to be Christ-like, that we're going to live the way, not the way we interpret it, but the way God has ordained for us to live on this earth. We don't understand. We want power and authority, but we want it on our own terms. But let's seek God and let him lead us and guide us and direct us in the pathway that we should go. Hallelujah. The path that is pleasing to him. Yes, he has given a lot of us gifts, but they're not to be used against people to bring them harm. Because do you know who I am? Do you know what God could do? A cause to happen? Because of our disobedience? And we take gifts that's to edify the body of Christ and to bring God glory and to demonstrate and to show the world that is in darkness, the true and living God. And we're doing all manners of things. I don't like you, so I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. Come on. We're made in the image of God. We say God loves us. Let's demonstrate that. Let's take our and kneel and submit our gifts and our calling to God. Oh, glory. Glory. Hallelujah. Okay, someone has fabulous cars and fabulous clothes and fabulous home. Take what you have. It's been blessed and given to you by God and enjoy it and be grateful. Just say, hallelujah. That all. Hallelujah. The second chapter of Genesis. Thus the heavens and the earth was finished and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rest from all his work which God created and made. Hallelujah. Words of God for the people of God. Hallelujah. Isaiah 43. Hallelujah. Still confirming. Isaiah 43, I love it. But we're reading the seventh verse, and then we'll go to the eighth verse through the 13th verse. Everyone that is called by my name, for I have, now this is God speaking. I just like, sometimes I just have to hear what God's saying. I love it. Listen. Everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him. Yea, I have made him. I don't care how people laugh, joke, point out all your deficiencies. I don't care. You're identifying with God. Hallelujah. God created you for his glory. He formed and he made you. He made all of us, for all of us come short. Hallelujah. All of us have flaws. Some have just learned how to cover up better than others. Just tell it like it is. All have fears and doubts. That's why it tells us not to fear. And too many are still trusting in things and people. And we're saying we're trusting in God. Hallelujah. But this right here. Someone want to know? Yeah, I was created for the glory of God. By his will and his purpose. For his will and his purpose. Hallelujah. I'm good. I'm good. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I have a relationship with him. He ordained me to be here for his purpose. And I pray and I read and I commune with him, and he commune with me. So when it's time for me to move to do this and do that, you don't have to see everything. You're not God. He blessed me too. He blessed me too. Yes, he did. He blessed me too. I'm blessed. It's not about things. It's about everything. Hallelujah. God's time, his appointed time. Don't have to prove or defend anything to anybody. Hallelujah. When you're a child of God, you're just a child of God. As a matter of fact, this ain't even your home. This ain't even our home. A pilgrim passing through. But yeah, I sure like to have the things. Okay. Jesus tells us, God knows that we have need of these things, what we have need of. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. And we're not doing it so that we can get. Can't fool God. Nevertheless, let's read continue with our reading. Verse 8. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes, and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is true. Ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servants whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me, and understand that I am he. Besides me, there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. That's good right there. Hallelujah. Ooh, my hope, your hope is in who? Solid. Ooh. The only true and living God. I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. I have declared and have saved, and I have shown when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God, that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am he, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Hallelujah. You know, sometimes when I'm going through, I just said, well, I need to just hear a word of what God is saying. I need to hear my Father. I need to hear what he's saying to me. And yes, there are situations and circumstances that are taking part, but then when I look, I see that God is telling them as well as me that he's God. I can depend on him. I can trust him. Hallelujah. This here, declaring himself who he is. That is so wonderful. That's a blessing that you can get it. God is God. I know in whom I believe. He's strong and he's mighty. Hallelujah. He's strong and he's faithful. He's faithful. He is faithful towards us. And yes, there are times that we have a tendency to overextend ourselves because we say we want to do this for God and we want to do that for God. But we really need to put ourselves in check and see if we're doing it for God or has pride stepped in. The souls are so important and far more important than brick and mortar. For the souls that are saved are the temples of the Holy Ghost. Souls are now not brick and mortar. Mankind. Can you imagine turning someone away from sin and teaching them of the only true and living God, his will, not seeing you or I, but seeing God? Hallelujah. 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 It's all about him. It's all about him and everything. It's all about God. And he, the scripture, the written word, the logos, it gives us clarity and understanding that we build, our faith is being built. You can't have the faith of Abraham until you've done like Abraham. It did not come overnight. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory. Hallelujah. 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 It's filled. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Keep on living. Keep on holding on. Keep on living. Hallelujah. And trusting God. Confidence in God. Step by step by step by step. Step by step. And some of us have more faith in our gift than we have in God. Now, I don't know how that came. Just saying. Step by step by step by step by step. And pride is so subtle. And we think we're not being prideful, but our actions so often, our actions are prideful. Yes, they are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So often, they're prideful. That's why we have to judge ourselves daily. And ask the Lord to allow the light to shine in us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, there are some people who wouldn't even speak to some of us because they feel intimidated or feel that we would reject them. Mm-hmm. Yep. There are people who have friends on Facebook and they say very few things for them because they feel that they would reject them or even make light of them. Mm-hmm. We need people to feel the love and sense the love of God in us. Hallelujah. And ask God every day to fill us, fill our mouths with words, and fill us with his love. Let his love overflow in us and his spirit flows in us and over us and through us. Because while he's protecting us, he's given us an opportunity to show love, brotherly love, a God kind of love to our brother. Hallelujah. And sometimes when people have that kind of insecurity about you, then they begin to resent you and you haven't done anything to them. Then they start saying what you think and they never had the opportunity to say, hello. You never had the opportunity to say hello to them. So we ask God to turn all of that around in the name of Yeshua. We're brothers and sisters in the Lord. We're brothers and sisters in the Lord. The same Father. The same Father. The same Lord. The same. One and the same. Isn't that just amazing? One and the same. And we're intimidated. Oh, my Lord. We don't have to be that way. Mm-mm. Nope. Let's let our light shine. Hallelujah. And glorify our Father, which is in heaven. Hallelujah. Father, we do thank you. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We extol you. We bless your name. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for bringing us thus far. Hallelujah. We thank you for empowering us with knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. We thank you that you order our steps. We thank you that you guide us and direct us and protect us and shield us and cover us. Almighty God. We thank you that you hide us, Almighty God. We thank you, Father God, for your will being done in our life. And we thank you for guiding us and giving us the proper instructions. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And building our faith in you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That knowing that our faith in you is not like trusting in man. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We don't have to do tricks and scheme. Just build our relationship with your Father. Strengthen it, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you for speaking to us and through us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Our whole God is in you, Almighty God. Hallelujah. We thank you for picking us up. We thank you for turning us around. We thank you for setting us on the rock. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for the written word. Hallelujah. We thank you, Almighty God. We thank you. We praise you. Hallelujah. For how you allow us to mature in you and demonstrate that we have learned, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you that our light is shining brighter and brighter. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you that we don't have to pretend to prove anything to anyone. Hallelujah. 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 Want to walk right before you, God. We need your help to do it. Help us, dear God. Thank you for meeting every need. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. It's all in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. I was so excited last week and the week before, because in this time that we have wanted to, part of it is to encourage those who some may call the late bloomers, but I don't like to say late bloomers. I like to say bloomers, because we're not all designated to bloom at the same time. Okay? We're called to bloom at different times. It's all in God's plan. So one thing we would talk about is, you know, sometimes we say, ooh, if I knew then what I know now, I would do this and I would do that. But guess what? You know it now. What's hindering you? Oh, I'm 70 years old. Oh, I'm this, I'm that. God called Moses at 80. Aaron at 83. So if God has ordained it, don't talk against it. And don't be so flip either. But walk with God and let him lead you and guide you. And don't say that it's impossible, because it can be done. It's an encouragement for me. And on yesterday, we were talking, and we talked about what we could do if we have faith in God. And what are some of the things that are in our heart that we have not accomplished that we would like to accomplish. And don't have to tell anyone. Talk to God about it. If God brought it back up to you, very well, maybe the time that he wants you to begin blooming. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Hallelujah. We can show the next generation that nothing is too hard and nothing is impossible for God. And what it looked like to be governed by God and led to do great and mighty things at any interval in our life, because God has ordained it. And our now president, look how many years it took him before he reached this goal. Look. Don't give up on God. And he won't give up on you. Cry out and ask God for the help. And yeah, there are quite a few things that God has allowed me to ponder on. I'm telling you, I realize with God's help, it can be accomplished. But it sure look impossible outside of God. Just saying. It does. And you may feel that you have no help, no encouragement. But God is your encourager. He will open doors if we seek him. And he will bring it to fruition. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. Yes, he will. God has ordained it. Nothing can keep it from coming to pass. Hallelujah. Don't give up. Don't give up on God. I'm saying this and I'm hearing myself too, because as I said, there are things that God is like, Lord, don't give up on God. Don't give up. Before you know it, it'll happen. And no, you can't share everything with everyone, but just keep it there between you and God until he releases you. And just watch what he does. Because apparently he wanted here on the earth, and he wants you to do it. Oh, yeah, he wants you to do it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. For his glory, remember? For his glory. Hallelujah. It's so much. And Psalms, I don't know, if it helps someone, I know it will. Psalms 37 and 25. I once was young and now I'm old. Never have I seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed beg bread. Wisdom and knowledge and understanding and your confidence in God. Never have I seen the righteous forsaken. Never have I seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed beg bread. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's for somebody. Hallelujah. Never have I seen the righteous forsaken. Never have I seen. God has not forsaken you. God has not forgotten about you. And I can't answer the why, but God can comfort you and reassure you. Hallelujah. We're examples for the world to see what it's like to be loved by the Almighty God, to have faith in God, and show the world how God can use one like yourself, one like myself, and do great and mighty things for him. Mm-hmm. For him. And we'll sit there and say, Lord, you did it. And you know that you had no control over it. It was all him. You're his vessel, his servant, to be used by him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I tell you, I love you. And I thank God for you. And I thank God for listening. Hallelujah. Let me just remind you of some scriptures. Psalm 64:1. Hear my voice, O Lord, in my prayer. Psalm 62 says, pour out your heart before him. Mm-hmm. If we would just be still, God would give us the peace that we need or that we want. Just be still, you know. And then some instances where you're not doing anything, there's no need for the anointing to do this. But if you get, let's say you get up, and your body is physically exhausted. You can't pray, and you're just like, Lord, I can't move my body. But the moment you get up and you start to move, then you feel that weight, that pressure, hallelujah, start lifting off of you, and you can feel yourself coming into the presence of God. Hallelujah. What you need, he'll give it to you. What you need, what you, where you're walking, he'll give it to you. He'll give you the strength that you need, the power that you need. But if you're sitting there with the cover over your head, no, that don't work. But there are times that we have to make ourselves still and receive his peace. Hallelujah. His shalom. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Still get his shalom in a quiet place. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're coming to the end. Numbers, the 6th chapter. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his light to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Nothing missing and nothing broken. Wholeness, completeness. Jude, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Go in peace, go in love, knowing God loves you. Thank you.